yesterday's reading. Yesterday we were talking also about obstacles in devotional service. We spoke about how to overcome philosophical doubts which may arise when one is practicing Krishna consciousness. Today I will continue this series of lectures and speak about the obstacles which come when we are approached with our previous friends or our family members who do not understand our new choice. I think it will be a very interesting discussion, but then if there is another opportunity, I thought to talk about obstacles which are created by our own mind, and then obstacles which are created by our attachment to the opposite sex. But this we can't possibly do today. We will have to see if we can do it in another day. I see here are some guests. Hare Krishna, welcome. This is the quarters of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who used to stay in these very rooms when he visited Bombay. This is the place where he received guests, and today we conduct a lecture here. So therefore it's full with sitting devotees. Hare Krishna. So we will start by singing Jai Ram Madhava.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samitidamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
when a person decides to go on the spiritual path and what he can expect in the form of reactions from his old colleagues, friends and maybe family members. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes that only a rare soul will decide to walk on the path of spiritual perfection. Most of the people will not do so. These are the Lord's words. Manushyanam sahasreshu kashit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kashin maang vetitat vatam. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. We can understand that someone who becomes a Vaishnava, a worshipper of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is in the absolute minority. And whenever minorities appear in this world, the majority begins to react to it. If we would make a religious survey of those who practice religion in India, we might maybe get something like this percentage together. Most of the followers are worshipping different demigods to obtain different perfections. Let us say 55%. And another, let me say 30%, would be convinced impersonalists, Mayavadis. The folklore of India, the folk people, they believe also in Mayavadi. That is, they worship different demigods, thinking that in the end the demigods will disappear and they will merge into the one. So we have 50 plus 35%, that's about 85%. Then we would get maybe 10% of Ram Bhaktas, that's 95%. Then we would get a vague number, and then maybe 2% of the religious spectrum in India are Gaudiya Vaishnavas who worship Lord Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are in a minority. Congratulations. You follow my mathematics? Yes. So, the reaction of people who form the majority to minorities is very often quite intolerant. People who do not follow the mainstream of society are often seen as social outcasts. Of people who, you know, are something to be suspected. Sociology has found out if in a herd of sheep there is one black sheep, all the 99 sheep will go on that one black sheep and give it a lot of trouble. Somehow this is how the world reacts towards minority. The reason is that there is an underlying feeling of insecurity even in those who follow blindly the majority, that maybe it's not right. So minorities who stand out from the mass are always a threat. They are always raising the question to the people, is what you do absolutely right? Because everyone wants to be convinced that he is the greatest, he will not like to be challenged. Srila Prabhupada expressed this feeling of the majority of people towards minorities in regards to Krishna consciousness. He said, when you become a devotee, you stand out. First, people will begin by laughing about you. Ha 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 ha. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Ha 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 ha. This is what when. Then they will fight with you. Oh, there's something wrong in Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. And then they will accept you. Prabhupada said, oh, what is this nonsense doing? Let me also do. Because, remember, no one in this world except a self-realized soul is absolutely sure that what he or she is doing is right. So when someone sees that that a devotee is very sure about himself, the devotee shouldn't be very sure, but about what he is doing, devotional service, at that time, they see, oh, he really has something. He is fixed up. Even in the face of opposition or even when he stands alone, when he stands out of the crowd, he is so convinced there must be something true in it, something which is more true than what I'm doing. Because although I follow the crowd, I have these existential doubts or these feelings of dissatisfaction. Yes. So the first reaction, laughing, then fighting, and then accepting. Now, when we have, when we take to Krishna consciousness, our family members react in a different way. They may not laugh. They will immediately start fighting with us. Because they are very close. What are you doing? Do you want to leave us? Do Do you want to create a bad name for us? Do you want to become a sadhu? Listen to the song, and then they will put a record on Sannyasi, come home. You know, and they will try to convince us to become members of the old. Whatever. When someone comes to Krishna consciousness, there will be an attempt to bring him back to material life. This attempt is done by no lesser of a person than Maya, the powerful illusory energy herself. The other people who come and approach us trying to convert us back to the material world, they are actually nothing else than agents of Maya at that particular moment. Maya sees when someone goes the spiritual path, or here someone is very sincere, he or she wants to escape my kingdom. I will not tolerate this. And then there will be, Maya will send her agents. It is described that very often the mother and the father, or the sister and the brother, can become the agents. They stand before us with crying eyes. Why do you do this to me? Very often for men who take to the spiritual path, all of a sudden a beautiful woman, the most charming of all women, appear before this person. It is described even that great sannyasis are tempted to go back to Maya by the demigods themselves, who either send beautiful women or take a mystical form of beautiful women, of the former wife of the sannyasi. Come back, I cannot do. Or women who take on to the spiritual path, all of a sudden find out that someone who just used to be their friend says, marry me, let us go into the heaven of material success together. This happens, it is classical to someone who tries to go on the spiritual path. Srila Prabhupada has given the example of what happens when you want to go with your boat into the ocean. In the first 50 or 100 meters, there will be constant waves coming and trying to bring you back to the coast. You might have seen here when you make a walk on the Juhu beach, and you see these fishermen, I believe, or some of them might also be tourists. I think it's mostly fishermen. When they push their boat into the Arabic Sea, the Arabic Sea will always send waves. In the same way, someone who wants to start seriously his or her spiritual life will find out that the material energy herself will send different agents. For instance, when we are in a lecture, Maya will make us very tired. Like, you please drink this water and then you will be extremely awake. Please, you have worked so hard today. Please take a little bit. No? But you will sleep otherwise. No longer. Now you are solidly... Well, I keep it here just in case. The next time you fall asleep, I will urge you to take it. So this is always there. When we take to the spiritual path, the waves come and will try to push us back in some way or another. Today we will discover the waves which are made by people, even if they are near and dear, who are yet, as of yet, non-devotees, who may not accept our decision very much. Now, you must know that there is something which can help you very much at the moment when non-devotees try to bring you back into the material world, when this agent comes. It is what I call the osmosis of association. Let me make it a little bit clearer.
itself.
This is the nucleus.
In a salty environment, let us say liquid, then when the salt contents of the environment is higher than the contents of salt in the cell, an osmosis will take place. That means that the salt from outside will enter the inside. However, if the salty contents within the cell is more than the salt outside, a reverse travel will take place. At that time, the salt will go here. What this natural law tells us is whatever concentration is most will influence the concentration which is less. In other words, if someone is very concentrated in what he or she is doing, there will be an influence to the people who are less concentrated in what they do. But when the people are more concentrated in what they do than you in what you do, they will influence you. Let me give you an example. When your Krishna consciousness is not so concentrated, not so strong, when you come into an association of non-devotees who are very concentrated, let us say, for instance, in materialistic money-making, then these people will tend to influence you. However, if you are very strong, then you will influence the people around you. You have a very nice example of this osmosis in the life of Haridas Thakur, however, was so much fixed in the pleasure of chanting the holy name that Maya Devi herself became a devotee. She said, previously to meeting you, I was a devotee of Ram and always chanted Ram Naam. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Padita Pavana Sita Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Raghupati Raghava Sita Ram. Now, just because of only a brief association with you, I am always chanting the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
You must agree, in order to convert Maya Devi, I must be so concentrated in what he's doing. Do you understand this example from the world of biology? Yes, it's called osmosis. The direction in which concentrations travel or move. Rest assured, people may laugh about you and they may fight with you, but if you become very strong in your Krishna consciousness, at the end they will accept you. It always works, but only if a devotee, a young devotee, becomes very concentrated. Now, Vishal, please be so kind to erase the drawing. Thank you. Now, I would like to introduce all of you, after having talked about concentration, being concentrated, how you can conduct yourself in the world of non-devotees. I think most of our audience today is associating with non-devotees. You may work, and even our brahmacharis and brahmacharinis are very often more in contact with non-devotees. The other day someone asked me personally, Sachinandan Swami, which temple are you staying? And I said, the road is my temple. When I am elderly, I will write a book, A Lifetime on the Road. It means most of the time, even sannyasis and brahmacharis are associating with non-devotees. Now, this part which comes now is maybe the most practical for you, and it may give you most, information and instructions. There are three ways how to associate. The first way, please write down, is to give association. The second is to take association. And the third is a way of associating, which I will explain in a minute. Let us first of all discuss these two ways. When I'm giving association, it means that what I have in me or with me is very concentrated, and I'm presenting this to the audience. Like a good example is now our association. I'm giving you association. Why? Because I'm talking to you, I'm making points to you, I'm trying to give you some type of spiritual education which will help you to live a more spiritual life even when you are in the world of non-devotees. When you are with the non-devotees, this is a very good way of behaving, to give association. A very bad way of associating is to take association. To take association means to become influenced by someone else. We can only do this when we are together with devotees. Like now, all of you are taking association. You are sitting and you are giving me the most valuable thing which you have. In the beginning, one of our members did not feel enthusiastic to give this, but I encouraged him. It's your attention. This is the most valuable thing, and I'm very, very thankful to you that you have kindly given this attention. That means you give this to me and take the association. You become, your thought processes become moved by what I say. If you take association, you must be very careful with whom you do this, because you become open to that person and to the influence of that person, to the we can say it even esoterically, to the vibration of that person, that to the karma of that person. When you go in the world of non-devotees, in the same way in which you go into, when you move into the temple, you will see that by taking association, you take a lot of very bad influences with you. Sometimes you might see this in your life. When you come to the temple after a whole week of working in Rajasthan, that is Mumbai, you feel how Rajasthan has totally influenced you. How you feel almost like a foreigner in the temple, or and you feel like a sponge. Or let me go now in the temple and suck up the nice atmosphere. I'm full of this material atmosphere. Isn't it? Don't we sometimes have this experience in our lives? So, therefore, never take association of non-devotees, only of sadhus. Then, what does this mean? Does this mean that there's only one possibility for us to go in the material world, that is to preach? No. Let us not be naive. Sometimes there are situations in which we cannot preach. So I will suggest to all of you a third way of association with non-devotees, which is not harmful. The second way was harmful. The third way is non-harmful.
Yes.
Three. It is a social contact. With social contact, we mean the following, that you behave like a lady or a gentleman, you are polite, but you do not give your heart into these exchanges. Be very careful where you give your heart. When you give it to non-devotees, they will take it and be extremely unkind with you. The world is full with songs. I loved her and then she broke my heart. Like a gentleman or like a lady, say even if it is necessary, yes, 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 if you think so, if you say so. But inside, keep a very neutral attitude. Don't become agitated when you are easily to be hurt, and don't become attracted. Stay social. Neutral. Yes, if you say so. Understand, these are living entities like you, part and parcels of Krishna, who are in this form of karma, who have these sanskaras and vasanas, and therefore, like robots or machines, have to act under the influence of the material energy in a specific way. Am I clear? So there are three types of association with the non-devotee world. The first is to give association, which is very good. Krishna is very satisfied with a person who gives spiritual knowledge to others, either by giving instructions or by giving books. He's very satisfied, as we will see a little later. And the second type is harmful. It is to take association. This should be done only with devotees of Krishna or with more advanced persons. So in the we might even make a line here, Vishal, because it's a different type. Yeah, between the two. Take it. Yeah. No. Yes. Yeah. If we cannot give association and we do not want to become influenced, then let us go on neutral. I will tell you a little story so that you can find a little relief from the hard concentration about what we have discussed so far, about one monkey. This monkey lived on top of a jackfruit tree. One day a crocodile came swimming by and climbed out of the river and lay underneath this tree. After some time, the crocodile said, "Hello?" The monkey said, "Hello?" Crocodile said, "Well, I've just eaten so much. I'm so satisfied. I would like to discuss ethics with you." "Oh," said the monkey, "I'm a little afraid of you. But, yes, it is good to be non-violent, I would say, as a first ethical code." "Yes," said the crocodile. "It is a good theory, but what to do when you are hungry?" So they discussed. Very open. Very personal, I should say. So it became everyday custom when the crocodile had hunted, had finished its hunt and felt full and satisfied, he went under the jackfruit tree, and soon the monkey was no longer so fearful. One day he said, "Here, take this jackfruit, it's good for digestion." So the crocodile said, "Thank you," and ate it up. So soon it became an unusual friendship. The monkey opened its heart to the crocodile, and the crocodile opened its heart to the monkey. The crocodile got every day a jackfruit and sometimes brought the jackfruit home to the female crocodile, his wife. "Oh," said the female crocodile, "from where do you get all these jackfruits all the time?" "Oh, nothing, nothing," said the crocodile, knowing the envious nature of his species. "Find them somewhere." "No, no, come on. There is one jackfruit. There are more jackfruits," said the wife. The crocodile didn't want to say it. So one day the wife said, "I know you love another crocodile wife. If you don't tell me, you get the jackfruits from there. She tries to bribe you. Woohoo, woohoo. If you don't tell me who it is, then I will go to
the counsel of the crocodiles, they will eat you up.
Oh, said the crocodile, Adi, I have no interest like this.
No, but you have a friend who gives you jackfruit.
It's a monkey, not a wife, no, a new woman. This was the only thing I wanted to know. Thank you very much. Now I will tell you something. You are pervert. You are a perverse crocodile. You have a friendship with a monkey. This is unheard of in our species. I demand that tomorrow you bring me the heart of the monkey. Otherwise, I will go to the council of the crocodiles. Said the crocodile, I knew. Next morning he went back to the tree and said, my dear friend, I'm very sad. Yes, said the monkey, why? Be tolerant of the good and the bad. They come like winter and summer seasons. Don't be so mental.
No, I'm sad because you have never visited our house.
My wife has a desire to get to know you. She has cooked a wonderful monkey meal. Fruit salad. And you please come today with me.
No, said the monkey. Crocodiles are the natural enemies of monkeys.
The first lesson in our biology school. First lesson. If they were living on the river, these monkeys, I won't come.
Oh, said the crocodile, we had talked so much about ethics, friendships, and so on. Now don't be suspicious. Please just come with me. You will enjoy it at our home. It is this nice furniture, and so on. So finally the crocodile, the monkey conceded. He went with the crocodile. He said, I can't swim. The crocodile said, no problem. You sit on my on the top of me and I will bring you. So they were in the midst of the river when all of a sudden the crocodile felt some kind of gentlemanly feeling in the heart. He said, pray to your Ishta Devata. Why, said the monkey, I have prayed this morning. No. Well, friend, listen. We have to be practical. Either it's you or me. And then he began to explain the whole situation. If I don't bring your heart to my wife, she will go to the council of the crocodile. They are always hungry. They only know one judgment, eat him up. So therefore, I have decided, following the first law of self-preservation, to take you underwater and very carefully, made like, splash, friend, what have you done, said the crocodile. Well, I have followed another law. Revenge is sweet. You go now. I will never come with you again. I do not want to talk with you even. Hari Bol. It's my little story. I hope you enjoyed it. It's a story and on never taking association with wrong people. They will invariably misuse you, abuse your faith, and influence you in a way which brings you away from Krishna consciousness. Because, remember, it may not be their fault. It is the fault of Maya who works through them to keep you in the material world. Lord Kapila says, and listen to this statement, look at the power of my Maya. By the movement of the eye of a woman, the most beautiful, the most strongest emperor can be kept eternally in the material world. It's not the woman who is dangerous, but the woman who becomes an agent to Maya is dangerous.
You follow? It's not your family members or your friends who should be talked badly about when they try to bring you away from Krishna consciousness. They only work under the control of the material energy. They only work as agents of Maya. So let us not be too much against people, but let us be careful with Maya. Now, when you are tempted by Maya through the non-devotee world, there are two reactions. One is the immature reaction, which you can have. And the other is, I think it's very simple, you might know. Mature reaction. Let us first discuss examples of an immature reaction. When, for instance, someone has doubts in Krishna consciousness, today at the reception, there was someone who came and abused the devotees. You are swindlers and cheaters in the garb of sadhus. In our ISKCON Hare Krishna land, Maya sent one of her agents to test the receptionists. What would be the reaction? How would you deal with someone like this? Let me ask you, what would be an immature reaction?
Angry.
Very angry. You are a rascal. Who? ISKCON is the best society in the universe. There are not even the shadows of difficulties. and everyone who is not an ISKCON is a demon. It is immature because it is not true. Not everyone who is an ISKCON is a demon. Most of the people in the world are not demons, but they are innocent. And they are very often misled by non-devotees. Prabhupada says there are millions of devotees in the material world. We just have to find them through Sankirtan. It is spreading Krishna consciousness. Just have to find them. Another immature devotee reaction to the kami world is you see that the world is very degraded around you, and as a result what you do is you think, because they all cheat, I can also cheat. I remember someone in Germany, and you might be shocked to hear this, it was a godbrother of mine who used to go through the department store. There you could buy different kinds of vegetables and so on. He would sit in one corner and offer the whole sabji department to Krishna, reasoning the sabjis, potatoes, cauliflower, spinach has all come from Krishna's energy. The non-devotees have stolen it from him. I will offer it back and then steal it back from them. In other words, this example may be a very, very extreme example. I cannot imagine anyone here to get such an idea. But maybe some of you have other ideas. That is, to steal, to act immoral, thinking they have, the non-devotees have taken everything from Krishna. I can take everything from them. I do not need to pay. I remember very much, I was part of a traveling Sangha party where the leader was not very, let me say, advanced in moral understanding. And he reasoned that when we passed from one state to another and they wanted toll, they said, no, we are sadhus. And I remember they had the toll border down. And he just came and by force opened opened it and drove through without paying. This is an immature reaction. Even a devotee in this world has to act in a gentlemanly way. Or let me say, has to act on the, what we can call in philosophical terms, conditional way. We are still in this world. We have a body. We must act according to the rules of society. It's called loka vichara. At the same time, we must act on the spiritual platform. These two parallels must be there. No devotee of Krishna can hope to become advanced if he just ignores loka vichara, the convention. He will anger the people and give a bad example to them, and they will find faults with the devotees of Krishna and never take to Krishna consciousness. Even those of you who are grihasthas, you should be a little kind even. Prabhupada's spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one time went with grihasthas and there were some beggars. And one of the grihasthas thought to give them a donation, because after all, these beggars were non-devotees. They would not use the money in Krishna's service. So after some time, Prabhupada said, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "You are grihasthas. You need to be charitable. Give a little donation to this poor man." And so on. It's very important that there are beggars in stopping the cars. So it's good if you have a little prasad, be a little kind. In Bombay, there it is often there when you see the car stops, there are poor people. Give a little prasad. So, loka vichara, give, be a gentleman. Don't be an immature person who just thinks, the non-devotee world, the foolish world, and so on and so on. Another immature reaction is, if you think I am better than the others. This is often the case of new devotees. They think they have found the absolute truth, which is a fact. But now they think they are also better than everything. It's correct that you have found something which is better than everything, but you are not better than everyone. You are still a fallen soul who needs to be purified. Let us be honest and self-searching. There is a psychological word, which is from here to here, so long. I do not know. Something like this. I've forgotten it the moment I heard it. It was so long, there was no chance for me to remember it. But it is interesting to note that many people who come in contact with a high philosophy will use it to also become higher than everyone and look down. You are a fool, you are a second grade fool, you are most probably a third class fool, and it is 100% evident that if you look at my qualities, I am the leader of you all in wisdom, and so on and so forth. It's very bad. Be careful with this. Even Duryodhana, you might be, of course, you know. Duryodhana once said this: "I have searched my heart. If there is even a shadow of malice against the Pandavas, I have carefully invested. If maybe I feel a little proud and I should give this up. For a long time I have thought, if maybe I am at fault in this whole confrontation. But after thinking a long time, I have decided positively that I am absolutely right and they are absolutely wrong. And that there is not a shadow of Maya in my understanding." Do you or not? This, "I am better than you," can also come. Now let us have a deep, the mature reaction. And I will request Vishal to write this down for you. First of all, if you want to to have a mature reaction to the sometimes to the attacks or tests which come from the non-devotee world. You must be deeply rooted in spiritual convictions. You can write down, we shall deep spiritual convictions. When you are so deeply rooted, like an ocean, then the waves of agitation which come do not agitate you, just like an ocean is not agitated in the depths. The Ishopanishad verse number 7 says, and please listen very carefully so that you can understand what it means to have a deep conviction. You can write down Ishopanishad verse 7, please. One who always sees all living entities as spiritual sparks in quality one with the Lord becomes a true knower of things. What then can illusion or anxiety be for him? Like, for instance, the person who came at the lobby of the Jewel Beach guest house and said, "You Hare Krishnas are this and that," and so on. The devotee who was standing at the lobby should have seen, oh, he is a spiritual soul. He is one in quality with me. He is a part and parcel of God. But because of identifying with the body and mind and having some bad experience or some bad thoughts in the head, he is now reacting like this. When you have such an outcome, you will be immediately extremely peaceful, even if the environment or the surroundings are extremely agitating. A good example for this is the Avanti Brahmana. He used to be a rich man in his previous ashram, but then there was a fire in his house and took a lot of his riches away, was not insured. Then there were thieves who ran away with part of his riches. Government was also taking things, and even his own relatives. Now, he had no other choice than become a sannyasi. And he went begging. But the people who knew him from his past did not believe him. They thought he wanted to make more money by begging. And they were very cruel to him. Sometimes they took away his japamala. Then they pretended, "Here, we're giving it back to you." He reached out with that. They stole away his begging bowl. When he had Mona, Mona, the vow of silence, yes. They were beating him to force him to speak. One day he was sitting down after he had begged, and he was so hungry, and he was finally desiring to eat some rice maybe or some roti. Then some person came, and before his very eyes, urinated on his plate. Can you imagine? When you are full, no problem. But when you're very hungry, it's like crying, "Why?" This Brahmana sat under the tree and began to cry, "Why? Why? What have I done?" His voice finally became choked up that he could not even cry anymore in a distinct way. He just went like, for hours. Then the Lord gave him some deep understanding. And I will tell you what it is. If you say, so the Brahmana sang a song, and one of the verses was, if you say that these people are the cause of my happiness and distress, then where is the place of the soul in such a conception? This happiness and distress pertain not to the soul, but to the interactions of material bodies. If someone bites his tongue with his own teeth, at whom
can he become angry in his suffering? I will make it a little clearer in the purport. If one accidentally bites his own tongue, does this sometimes happen? Yeah. Ooh. Or lip. He cannot become angry and pull out his own teeth. Similarly, all living beings are individual part and parcels of God, and thus none different from each other. All of them are meant to serve the Supreme Lord equally. If the living beings give up their master's service and instead quarrel among themselves, they will be forced to suffer by the laws of nature. Thus one should not exhibit anger that will be harmful to oneself and others. Let me make it very clear. When the teeth bite my tongue, they are part of the same body, so I shouldn't pull them out. So in the same way, when someone comes and attacks me, they are part of the Lord. I shouldn't become so angry. I should bow down my head and say, well, I deserve it. I was a rascal. I was giving problems to other living entity. Now it's coming back. So what? It has to come. Then is peace. After that is peace. How do you find this understanding? Very interesting, isn't it? In other words, you can overcome anger towards others if you see them as part and parcels of Krishna, just like you are a part and parcel of Krishna. Vasudeva Savamiti. See others as part and parcel of Krishna. Please write this down. The next mature reaction is, let me see from my notes. I have it here. It has to do with this, but I will make it a little bit more clear. See people on an equal level. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, says himself in the Uddhava Gita, what process of enlightenment works the fastest? Do you want to make fast spiritual advancement?
Yes, sir.
Usually. We are in a fast town, a fast living town. Now listen what Krishna considers the best way. Indeed, I consider this process, using one's mind, words and bodily function for realizing me within all living beings, to be the best possible method of spiritual enlightenment. Think, here is a part and parcel of Krishna. When you see your wife or your husband, and you see, oh, here is a part and parcel of Krishna. Do you know that the best relationships between family members are there when each can respect the other as a part and parcel of Krishna? If I see you as Mr. Sharma, by you, someone, if I see someone as Mr. Sharma, my vision is not so spiritual, but if I see him, here is God is inside him, then I have a totally different perspective. Yes. Lord Krishna says about this process that one should not care if others laugh about me, but one should give up the bodily conception and its accompanying embarrassment. One should offer obeisances before all, even the dogs, outcasts, cows and asses falling flat upon the ground like a rod. Now, you want, we can all go together on the street and then apply what we have learned in this particular class, and we should offer obeisances before some beggar who is there. The beggar will say, what are you doing? Are you ridiculous? Obviously, this does not always work. In
Internally, however, we should practice it, because it would upset the society totally. But we should practice Trinada Pisunichena. When you practice this, you will make very fast spiritual advancement, because you will give up the pride. Next time, do it. When you come home and there is some fighting going on, or you go to your working place, Radha Gopinath is here. Yes. He is working at the factory. When you try it, always try it with your enemy. Is there some person whom you absolutely do not like, whose bodily odor drives you crazy, or the way he pronounces one particular Hindi word just makes you mad? Whoever that is, where the biochemistry does not work at all, try this. See him or her as a part of God, and you will see how the hatred and the discomfort and so on will go. Please make this experiment. Hare Krishna, welcome. Please look, these are Prabhupada's quarters. I'm just suggesting an experiment which you might also like to do. If there is any person whom you do not like, with whom you have some critical relationship, try to see that person as a part and parcel of Krishna, and you will be able to forgive that person his or her wrongdoings. You will develop respect, and you will see that whatever unbefitting behavior that person has, it is not so bad. It is just, he has to do this because he is programmed like this by the modes of material nature. When a computer who is programmed like this tells you failure in the programming, I do not know what a computer does, Avadhuta might know. Sometimes a computer has a function which may not be befitting. You want something else, but he has a different function. There must be something like this. Maybe you want the computer to sing, but the computer says, sorry, singing is not possible. And makes a sound like this. Then you can't be angry, because the computer is programmed like this. So when someone acts in a bad way towards you, don't be angry. He's programmed like this. Now the best way, really, to act towards the non-devotee world is, forgive them. Forgiving. Whatever they have done to you or do to you, forgive them. See them as your little brothers or sisters who may not yet know the science of Krishna consciousness. By forgiving people and becoming tolerant towards their mistakes, this is very important also, tolerant. You develop a quality which is very, very important in spiritual life. We should become, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, as tolerant as the tree. When you become tolerant, you reduce your false ego. Hari Bol. So with this I want to end. I thank you very much that you have kindly listened for so long. I hope it was interesting and relevant for you. Now, I will just, because some of you might have, I will now open the forum for questions of all kinds for this subject matter, but because maybe some of you have to go earlier, since it is Saturday, I want to say that I have two more items in this little presentation. That is how to deal with attractions to the opposite sex. I feel it is very interesting. It is very psychological, but very kind and very so on. And then I have obstacles created by the mind, like distress which comes, or how to become more determined and so on and so forth. It's also quite psychological. So these two lectures are tentatively planned
next Friday, but we do not know,
two lectures, we can only do one lecture,
we do not know exactly if it will be possible to give it, because I have given already two Fridays and I do not know if the devotees have scheduled another speaker who is one of my god brothers. So you might have to find out by telephone or by your contacts. So okay, now I will open the forum for your relevant questions.
Insects bother you, like say a mosquito bites you.
Yeah.
So I mean natural reaction is just like,
yeah.
What is the best reaction?
What is the best reaction towards a mosquito? I have personally struggled with this question in Bombay. In my apartment, somehow there, not my, but the, what is the devotees so kindly give me, there is an overabundance of mosquitoes. And they somehow like German blood very much. Through a very sophisticated internet of mosquitoes, they have given the news to all the Juhu mosquitoes that here is German blood, and they viciously wait for me. So I have... My first reaction was non-violence. I have decided to be a friend of all living entities. After all, it's just like the tooth biting the lip, so I will not, bang on the teeth. I've decided to do this. But then I was swollen all over, and I'm in Ayurvedic treatment, and if I get malaria, I have to interrupt the treatment. Then I remembered one statement of Srila Prabhupada, who was saying, those who attack us with weapons must be killed. And I interpreted this statement that the mouth of the attacking mosquito is an enemy. But the mosquitoes who for social reasons and international respect don't bite me, they are most welcome in the room. They can look at the altar and so on and so forth. This is an individual answer to this. I also have a mosquito net, so in the night they don't have to kill anyone. I'm trying to put mosquito ointment and so on. But if it does not work, I say, my dear mosquito, I'm counting up to three. And then I will transform into a kshatriya. I'm very sorry. Not a very philosophical answer, I know. Try it, in other words, try to not kill any living animal. But if they attack, maybe chant Hare Krishna so that they hear the holy name. That's what I do. I sing Hare Krishna. I'm helpless here. But I don't have a good feeling to do this. But what can we do? We can't get malaria or something like this.
Talking about forgiveness,
yes,
like, towards an enemy, so should we associate with him that we have a negative mentality, we may forgive him or we may see him as a part.
Yes, how to do, what to do with an enemy, whom you have said we should try to forgive him, but does this mean we should associate with him? It really depends on what level of Krishna consciousness you are. Most of us are not on a supremely high level of Krishna consciousness. I remember Srila Prabhupada was once giving a public program in Calcutta, and the Naxalites, do you know Naxalites? They were terroristic communists, began to attack, and they sent a flyer to the stage, fly or die, it's run away or die. Srila Prabhupada interrupted the program, did the program, and they were making noise and firecrackers and so on. At the end of the program, he sat in a private room and said, all the Naxalites should come. So the leaders of the Naxalites came. Prabhupada preached to them.
listen, this is the Krishna consciousness movement. You are mistaken, it has nothing to do with politics. It is meant to spread benefit to everyone, also the Naxalites. You must please support us. And by his influence, he transformed his enemies into friends. But we may be most advised in the beginning, avoid the company, because in our, when they see us, they might start their animosity activity. So we might better stay a little aside and so on. Keep a natural distance. Yes, even if we try to speak to them, they might even become more agitated, this has been seen. Better to avoid. Sometimes we have to be practical. There is, just in this world, there is what one devotee always called biochemistry. Like some person and another person might not go well together. It's just a conditioning. Their conditioned existences might just... It's almost like fire and water. Fire is good and water is good, but if you bring them together, there is this almost aggressive reaction. So sometimes we have to be with a sad mood, recognize that my conditioned nature does not fit with this other conditioned nature. Let me keep a respectful distance. We have to be practical. Radha Gopinath. Yeah, Radha Gopinath, isn't it? Gopinath. Just Gopinath. Yeah.
Maharaj, in your case, when you were mistreated by some devotees, like you had some other aim just to see Prabhupada, so that was your aim. But suppose you are mistreated by devotees, so how should we react?
When we see that someone else mistreats a devotee, we should not tolerate it and be passive. We need to speak out at that time. Otherwise, we become implicated.
If we are mistreated,
we have to say, if it's still tolerable, we should see, Hare Krishna, that this mistreatment is coming because of my own mistreating other people. I have to tolerate it. It has to go through me. If I now react like an ordinary person and begin to draw out my fiery sword of revenge and cut this other person, then I will again be implicated. That other person will revenge and so on. It is said when someone attacks you, be neutral and soon the attacker will stop. This is the best way to deal with them. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said very often devotees are attacked like this. But if they learn, instead of now by hurting back, like it is a natural reaction, if I remain tolerant, understanding that this person is just dishing out like a waiter in a restaurant what I have ordered by my previous conduct, then it will soon be gone. This, my dear Gopinath, requires deep spiritual conviction. Don't forget this part which we had discussed. Without deep spiritual convictions, we will be not able to tolerate when others hurt us. We will not be able to see them as spiritual source, and we will not be able to see the hurt as something which we have caused by our previous hurting others. Yes, Gopinath? Yes, please.
You talk about charity, giving charity to the Vyasa family or the school. So, you said it's a duty of the Vyasa to give charity. But the sociologists view this problem as a problem, social problem as a remedy. And they say that if you keep on giving charity like this, then you are alleviating the social problem. How to look at both these things?
Yeah. Sociologists say you give the back constantly, it will always back and never work. I'm speaking of more, you know, this natural type of kindness and not giving big donations. It's like a leper person. If something. I think we devotees should give prasad.
But in this particular instruction, it was also instructed by Bhaktisananda Saraswati Thakur to give a little donation.
I wouldn't say that these two concepts necessarily conflict each other. It is right also, beggars. I can tell you one thing. There was once an attempt here in Mumbai, I heard this in here, it was 20 years ago or so, to socialize the beggars by building some type of normal apartments, I mean, not very luxuriantly, and then giving them work. But by their karma, soon the beggars sold their apartments and went into their comfortable begging huts near the garbage, where the homey smell of the latrines of a few lakh of Bombay people were coming by. That smell was very much required. They have this karma. One of my friends, a very social friend, was once taking a drunkard in Germany and bringing him in a factory. You know, and gave him a free apartment and so on. So this went on for a year, and then this man was fired from his job in one factory. There was only one factory who would take him. It was a wine factory. So the drunkard, I think you know the rest of the story already. He became, again, he went back to his addiction and drank more than sufficient and became totally out of it again and went on the street. So it's questionable of if re-socializing the beggars will work, but that's another point. I'm just speaking of general kindness. Like meeting someone, saying, good morning, sir. It helps sometimes. I have a disciple who always greets everyone with a wonderful good morning. And this disciple is known in the town where we have our temple, much more than the preachers. Because he really means it. A wonderful good morning, sir. Oh, Charles, really? Thank you. I mean, you're the first one in my life who wishes me a wonderful good morning from the heart. I'm so happy the Hare Krishna people are the best people in the universe. I'm very sure of that. Normally. Anyone else? Yes.
Statement that you made regarding that osmosis, I want to see whether that statement is contradictory.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding, when you said a devotee, when he is in a pool with the non-devotees, he should be having more, he should be more concentrated, that he can pass on his concentration.
Yes, yes.
More devotion. Secondly, again, you are saying that loka vichara, which you mentioned.
Yes.
When you are mentioning loka vichara, if you say you have to advance, if you go against loka vichara, which is not good for your advancement.
Yeah.
So how do you put this?
Now how put you two together?
Against loka vichara. Like actually, if you go to see material life, if we at ISKCON devotees, we have to change those people. At the same time, they are totally against what we are doing.
And also against being changed, yes. They are also against being changed by us. How bring the two together? Thank you very, very much for your good question. I want to repeat it for all of you who have not heard. It was said that we should give our association. At the same time, you said if we don't act on the social platform, then this is also not good. Now, what of the two is right? Both are right. When you can give your association, when this is that means preaching to them or influencing them, it's very good. But sometimes they will not want to hear this. When we start to talk spiritually, you know, they are, can't you talk normally? Once in a lifetime, you know, they will go like this, the non-devotees.
I'm sorry, I'm from Germany. These are typical German reactions. I can imagine in a slightly modified way they are also true in India, but the Germans are sometimes too much. When there is a situation, like for instance, when you are in a, let me say, at the funeral of one of your relatives, and everyone is so sad, and you, most probably there is the best place to preach, by the way, because death always wakes us up from our materialistic dreams. But there may be situations where you, where it's better to go along with the, and play the game without being part of it. This is what. Then, at the same time, you should still remain concentrated and not lose your balance. Like in, and then you might influence someone. Like there was a young devotee who went to the birthday of his materialistic brother, and the brother said, "You can come, and I want you to come, but please, the guests are absolutely not interested in Krishna consciousness. Can you just come in normal clothes? Only then you can come." So that devotee said yes, and throughout the party remained strong in his identity. Only taking veg naturally. I mean, this is the lowest the easiest or most natural thing for a devotee to do, but not drinking, you know, and keeping a clear head, and you know, being there. And because he was very concentrated, after some time people asked him, "What was your such a good example? I mean, what, there's something in you which you have?" And the concentration worked. He began to influence people. Lokanath Maharaj has said to me, "We will just put you on the back of a bullock cart, no need for you to say anything, and drive you through India, and you just do your typical Sachinandan smile. This is sufficient." Many people will become devotees. Usually I smile, I don't know, because of the treatment I look a little miserable, but usually I somehow I smile, I don't know why, but it happens. So he mentioned this, and although I cannot accept this, but I want to just made the point. Oh, this is not so good. Now I gave my own example. I'm in a difficult dilemma. Let me say, forget the example. Remember the point. Someone who is concentrated, he doesn't need to have to speak even. So people turn to us and say, "Oh, Vishal." You must learn a simple art, the art of being different. There is no other way. As a devotee, you will always be different and stick out of the crowd. This is the life you have chosen. Congratulations. I was utterly disturbed about this personally. I was so disturbed, I cannot describe to you. Before I was took to the order, sacred order of sannyas, I sometimes was wearing ordinary clothes in the vest to do things. But then I took sannyas, and I never ever wore ordinary clothes. Always this. And in the beginning, you know, I just wanted to, I needed to do this one thing, and there was no servant, I had to do it myself, and I was creating a sensation. I didn't really want to do that.
matter. Now I feel this is the life we have taken. This is meant to wake people up. Always wear this traditional cloth, tilak. You will do a great service to Krishna. People will be shaken from their ignorance, and later they will become thankful because of this. There was once a man who went up into a tree and picked the ripest mango before the whole village could get him. But when he wanted to go back, his feet slipped, and he was finally hanging on the branch of the tree, just about to fall. Many people came and brought letters so that he could get down, but it didn't work. The letters were not long enough, and people told him, you know, just swing a little and then click, go on the tree and go down the tree and so on. Nothing worked. It was sure he would fall down from the tree and break his bones. Then a sadhu came. People said, can you help him? He's hanging there. The sadhu took a stone. Why have you thrown me with a stone? I'm already falling down without a stone. Sadhu was silent. Ah! If you do this another time, then I will personally come down and teach you. This is enough now. And he went like then came down the tree. Where is this person? And the people said, hey, you are saved. You are now standing on the earth. No more problem for you. And the person was saying, he found out, I should say thank you to the sadhu. He has saved me. So very often we devotees have to shock the ignorant people. It doesn't work in another way. Be proud to be different. It's good to be different. It's not nice. Why should we always follow the masses? But you have mentioned the problem of becoming insecure. This is because you must read more. You must chant better your rounds to be deeper in your spiritual life, so that these agitations of laughter cannot get on your case. You should see the laughter of the people in the street towards your external appearance is Krishna's test. If you are secure in Krishna consciousness, it is Krishna who laughs about you. He wants to see how do you react now. This is how you should see. Please do it. Apply this teaching. Yes, you had already your questions, but you had raised your hand. Any other question before we come to the last one? I'm very sorry, I saw him first, but you will come out, well, because it's two and one, so we have to take both. Just 8 minutes, here is first, yes.
How do we develop this deep conviction on a permanent basis, not on a temporary
basis? Yes, how do we develop this deeper conviction on a permanent basis? Isn't this a wonderful question? Let us glorify this question. It is meant for the best of all of us. Deeper conviction can only happen if you first develop knowledge and then realize this knowledge by the process of devotional service. Let me give a short. First comes jnan, theoretical knowledge. And we want this jnana to become
situation. Now, in order to come from here to here, it can be a long way, but the way becomes possible if you act according to knowledge. That means if you act according to devotional service. Many of our devotees who have done service in the preaching mission, they have made this journey. But if you only come for lectures and you do not engage in practical devotional service, it may take a little longer. You should become serious to apply the knowledge in your life, in practical forms of your life and devotional service. And then you will make this journey. Hare Krishna. Our last question. Situation where our best friend is against, or one of our best friends is against spiritual knowledge, spiritual life, and where we do not want to drop that friend because of some common activities which we do, I would do two things. The first is, give your friend prasadam. You will laugh. Oh, it's a soft prasadam. Never. Yes, prasadam. What comes from the temple? Even if you have to say it is, if you don't describe the origin of prasadam, after some time your friend will change. It is magical because it's spiritual food. In Australia, there was once a very, very well known mafioso. He was so powerful that he was influencing the government. He had a factory. So our devotee, there was a devotee who wanted to distribute before the factory because so many workers went in and out. And what he did is, but he was afraid of this mafioso, that he would send his gangster people and beat him up. You know, really mafioso, who was a really terrible person. And so he went and every day brought a thing of cookies from the deities and said to one of the higher workers, you know, you can see by the dress, take this and bring it to the chief. For three months I believe, he did this. Until one day he fell sick. And he had to spend a whole week resting in the temple, taking care of his illness. After a week, he went out again to this factory to distribute again. And all of a sudden, he heard a car coming. He turned around. It was a black car with black windows. The door went open. And with the opening door, a terrible influence came. Then this man stood before him and he said, "What are you doing there?" "Yes, I'm distributing these books. There are many interested people here in this one. Show me one of the books." "Ah, religious books, huh?" "Yes, they are. Kyle Shop, India," and the devotee were like, "Wah." "Well, what do you charge for one of these books?" "Oh, we're giving them for free." No, "What do you want?" "Well, do you want to give something?" "How much?" Sorry, the devotee said, "People give what they want to give." So he gave him 100 Australian dollars and said, "Here, I am the chief of this factory. You
can distribute your books. It's not my style. Do what you have to do, but answer me one question. Why didn't you bring those cookies? For 1 week, I'm waiting every day. I'm postponing all my meetings. I want these cookies. Please, have mercy on me. He didn't say like this, but please bring the cookies. They're so good. I will pay you. Any amount, you know, we can make like, I make a standing order. What is it? $200, $300 for each day? Or is it 1,000? No problem, just, you know. In other words, he had become favorable by the regular intake of prasadam into his demoniac bodily system. So this is what you should do. Feed your friend. Say, no, you won't become fat by this. This is, you know, very healthy and so on. Just give prasadam. This is the first thing. And the other thing is, develop a little bit more your own spiritual life. Then you will find how you attract many wonderful spiritual friends with whom you can talk about what is most dear to your heart. No need to drop anyone. Just develop your spiritual life. Then you will see. And pray to Krishna to send you spiritual friends. And you will find wonderful people will come in your life. Okay, so I want to thank you very much. Again, it has become a little late. What do you think? Maybe we should have just a little kirtan, because it is our tradition to do like this. So, yes?
Yes.
Good. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gope Manandi Arevo.
Sometimes when we're traveling in local trains or we are attending social functions, we still wear our tilak, we still wear our canteen, and we still carry a big bag.
Yeah.
People like look at us as if we are like, you know, animals from the zoo or some alien, you know, people from outer space or some, and they kind of nudge each other like, you know, some different species is here. You know? So sometimes we get a little, we feel a little kind of bewildered, or let's say, you know,
insecure and shy.
Yeah, a little insecure maybe. Yeah. But then how should we react?
You must learn a simple art. The art of being different. There is no other way. As a devotee, you will always be different and stick out of the crowd. This is the life you have chosen. Congratulations. I was utterly disturbed about this personally. I was so disturbed, I cannot describe to you. Like, before I was took to the order, sacred order of sannyas, I sometimes was wearing ordinary clothes in the vest to do things. But then I took sannyas, and I never ever wore ordinary clothes. Always this. And in the beginning, you know, I just wanted to, I needed to do just one thing, and there was no servant, I had to do it myself, and I was creating a sensation. I didn't really want to do that. But now I feel this is the life we have taken. This is meant to wake people up. Always wear this traditional cloth, tilak. You will do a great service to Krishna. People will be shaken from their ignorance, and later they will become thankful because of this. There was once a man who went up into a tree and picked the ripest mango before the whole village could get him. But when he wanted to go back, his feet slipped, and he was finally hanging on the branch of the tree, just about to fall. Many people came and brought letters.
so that he could get down, but it didn't work. The letters were not long enough, and people told him, you know, just swing a little and then click, go on the tree and go down the tree and so on. Nothing worked. It was sure he would fall down from the tree and break his bones. Then a sadhu came. People said, can you help him? He's hanging there. The sadhu took a stone. Why have you thrown me with a stone? I'm already falling down without a stone. Sadhu was silent. Ah! If you do this another time, then I will personally come down and teach you. This is enough now. And he went like then came down the tree. There is this person. And the people said, hey, 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 you are saved. You are now standing on the earth. No more problem for you. And the person was saying, he found out, I should say thank you to the sadhu. He has saved me. So very often we devotees have to shock the ignorant people. It doesn't work in another way. Be proud to be different. It's good to be different. It's not nice. Why should we always follow the masses? But it will own. But you have mentioned the problem of becoming insecure. This is because you must read more. You must chant better your rounds to be deeper in your spiritual life, so that these agitations of laughter cannot get on your case. You should see the laughter of the people in the street towards your external appearance is Krishna's test. If you are secure in Krishna consciousness, it is Krishna who laughs about you, who wants to see how do you react now. This is how you should see. Please do it. Apply this teaching. Yes, you had already your questions, but you had raised your hand. Any other question before we come to the last one? I'm very sorry, I saw him first, but you will come out, well, because it's two and one, so we have to take both. Yeah. Just a minute, here is first, yes.
How do we develop this deep conviction on a permanent basis, not on a temporary basis?
Yes, how do we develop this deeper conviction on a permanent basis? Isn't this a wonderful question? Let us glorify this question. It is meant for the best of all of us. Deeper conviction can only happen if you first develop knowledge and then realize this knowledge by the process of devotional service. Let me give a show. First comes Jnan, theoretical knowledge, and we want this Jnan to become Vijnan or realized knowledge. Now, in order to come from here to here, it can be a long way, but the way becomes possible if you act according to knowledge. That means if you act according to devotional service. Many of our devotees who have done service in the preaching mission, they have made this journey. But if you only come for lectures and you do not engage in practical devotional service, it may take a little longer. You should become serious to apply the knowledge in your life, in practical forms of your life in devotional service, and then you will make this journey. Hare Krishna. Our last question. Situation where our best friend is against, or one of our best friends is against spiritual knowledge, spiritual life, and where we do not want to drop that friend because of some common activities which we do, I would do two things. The first is, give your friend prasadam. You will laugh. Oh, it's so prasadam. Never. Yes, prasadam. What comes from the temple? Even if you have to say it is, you don't describe the origin of prasadam. After some time, your friend will change. It is magical because it's spiritual food. In Australia, there was once a very, very well known mafioso. He was so powerful that he was influencing the government. He had a factory. So our devotee, there was a devotee who wanted to distribute before the factory because so many workers went in and out. And what he did is, but he was afraid of this mafioso, that he would send his gangster people and beat him up. You know, really a mafioso who was a really terrible person. And so he went and every day brought a thing of cookies from the deities and said to one of the higher workers, you know, you can see by the dress, take this and bring it to the chief. For three months I believe, he did this. Until one day he fell sick. And he had to spend a whole week resting in the temple, taking care of his illness. After a week, he went out again to this factory to distribute again. And all of a sudden, he heard a car coming. He turned around. It was a black car with black windows. The door went open. And with the opening door, a terrible influence came. Then this man stood before him and he said, "What are you doing there?" "Yes, I'm distributing these books. There are many interested people here," and so on. "Show me one of the books." "Ah, religious books, huh?" "Yes, they are. Cult of India," and the devotee were like, "Wah." "Well, what do you charge for one of these books?" "Oh, we're giving them for free." No, "What do you want?" "Well, do you want to give something?" "How much?" So the devotee said, "People give what they want to give." So he gave him 100 Australian dollars and said, "Here, I am the chief of this factory. You can distribute your books. It's not my style. Do what you have to do, but answer me one question. Why didn't you bring those cookies?" "1 week, I'm waiting every day. I'm postponing all my meetings. I want these cookies. Please, have mercy on me." He didn't say like this, but, "Please bring the cookies. They're so good. I will pay you any amount. You know, we can make like, I make a standing order. What is it? $200, $300 for each day? Or is it $1,000? No,
no problem, just, you know. In other words, he had become favorable by the regular intake of prasadam into his demoniac bodily system. So this is what you should do. Feed your friend. Say, no, you won't become fed by this. This is, you know, very healthy and so on. Just give prasadam. This is the first thing. And the other thing is, develop a little bit more your own spiritual life. Then you will find how you attract many wonderful spiritual friends with whom you can talk about what is most dear to your heart. No need to drop anyone. Just develop your spiritual life, and then you will see, and pray to Krishna to send you spiritual friends, and you will find wonderful people will come in your life. Okay, so I want to thank you very much. Again, it has become a little late. What do you think? Maybe we should have just a little kirtan, because it is our tradition to do like this. So, yes?
Yes.
Good. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Sri Gaura Nithai ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Bol. So, Hare Krishna, I thank you very much for attending this wonderful spiritual meeting. And please remember one thing, when we have heard new spiritual informations in our lives, it is very important to make this journey from theoretical knowledge to experienced or realized knowledge by applying what we have heard. Now you should take to your notes, look at these 4 points. You know, when we deal with a non-devotee world, we have to be first equipped by deep spiritual convictions. You should study the Ishopanishad verse number 7. Then you should try to see others as part and parcels of Krishna. You should practice forgiveness and tolerance. Then you will make the journey from dhyana to vijnana. It's very important. Krishna consciousness is a science. It does not work if it's only heard theoretically and then it is forgotten. It must be practiced by you. I wish you all the best, because this will be something you will go down now and you will can start immediately, because you're living in Rajasthan, so there will be many opportunities. Bombay is very merciful to us to give us enough spiritual tests to apply our spiritual knowledge. Hare Krishna.